I'm Frank Vaughn. It is October 23rd, 2024. It is day six of no food, and man, am I feeling good this morning. We're going to do a deep dive on this upcoming Saskatchewan election and the state of polling and a bit of a primer on the history of polling in this province. This is the electoral map, which I chose to start with for some reason. We don't need to. We're going to start right with the results of the 2020 election. And the first thing I want to point out is this orange riding up here, which was held by the NDP for a long time, it actually flipped on February 28, 2022. The Saskatchewan Party beat the NDP by 200 votes, which almost nobody was expecting. So it's a show of strength in 2022. So just keep that in mind as we proceed forward. Now, I was sitting here last night, and the last couple of days I've been messaging with my acquaintances and my friends in the province and trying to deduce where everything's at, right? Because this Incitrix poll came out, and everybody's all excited about these Incitrix polls, and I look at them, and on the surface, I'll just show you, they are, we got to get the right one. They're an online poll. So like it's a sample size of 800, which is not bad, but it's conducted entirely online, which automatically skews towards urban centers. But in this province, that it's even more of a skew. And I'm going to show you their polling miss in the last election. But right now, I just want you to understand that online in this province does not mean what it does in other provinces. And even in other places, online is not as good as mixed polling. And I'm going to, this is the Premier's YouTube channel. The best video, the best performing video is his most recent one with 2,000 views, which is just unheard of for this channel. The guy's got 2,360 subscribers. There's incredible engagement on this one, but there isn't much engagement overall. And the live streams, they barely get any traction. And then you go to the Sask NDP, Carla Beck doesn't even have her own YouTube channel. They've got 400 subscribers. They have the same engagement problem. And half the time, well, it might not be half the time. I haven't done the math on it, but most of the time they don't even have their comments turned on, which ruins their reach as it is. So like the online presence for these parties is lacking. And like the Premier, he kind of has a national bonus too built into his numbers, because whether you acknowledge it or not, the rest of Conservative Canada looks up to Scott Moe, actually looks at Saskatchewan as a place that's doing some things right. That's one of the reasons why I live here now, because I'm happy with many of the things the government is trying to do. So you have to take that into consideration, that there is some national attention, and even with that factored in, there's only 2,000 subscribers here. So like online right out the gate kind of invalidates itself. Now, as you can see, Incitrix is the only one that has the NDP ahead. Now, the left would like to argue online that that's because they're the only ones picking up the momentum. I don't think that's the case for the reasons I've just highlighted. Now, let's go back, though. Let's pretend for a minute that Incitrix is on to something in spite of everything I just said. So we go back to the election results. The New Democrat Party had 13. The Saskatchewan Party had 48. If we take that poll and we give them every single riding under 40% support, you're still coming up way short of majority territory. The other thing that you have to factor in is 338 is one of the more accurate aggregators, okay? But if you, and I have to go to my research tab here for a second, if you go back in time to the 2016 Saskatchewan election, 338's final projection had the Sask Party at 38 seats and the NDP at 23. The actual result was 51 seats for the SKP and the NDP had 10 seats. So that was a 13-seat miss for the NDP and a 13-seat miss for the Saskatchewan Party. That's a pretty big miss. So you move forward into 2020, 338's final projection was 40 seats for the Saskatchewan Party and 21 for the NDP. And it was a miss. SKP got 46 seats, which is 6 seats more. And, of course, the NDP got 6 seats less. So they have a tendency to miss. Furthermore, if you, just scrolling for a minute, if you look at the Incitrix polling for the 2020 Saskatchewan election, Incitrix last poll before the election had the SKP at 54 and the NDP at 35. And if we go to the actual results, it was 60% for the SKP and 31.82% for the SAS party. So that's a pretty significant polling miss. So I'm very skeptical of an Incitrix poll right out the gate. Now, let's look at what's actually happening in this cycle right now. If we take all the 30 and 40% margin seats and we flip them to the NDP, so we have Prince Albert. Let me just make sure I got the map on the screen. Okay. We got Prince Albert. We flip these two ridings, give them to the NDP. So that's one, two ridings. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Give them South Moose Jaw, 12. 12 seats equals 25. Six short of a majority. So they've got to flip. They got to come up with seats. They got to flip the Battlefords. They got to flip North Moose Jaw. They got to flip a couple rural ridings where the SAS party won by 50%. So there's this narrative out there that there's this huge push for the NDP. And I want to highlight the most recent by-election in Lumsden Moor, which was August 10th of 2023, barely a year ago. And I want to ask you, what has changed in the province so enormously in the last year that would indicate, as the left in this province is trying to indicate, that the NDP are in a position to take power? I mean, take nothing for granted. The NDP is crazy. I've covered it in my videos. They literally want to coach your kids into sex changes from grade school without informing you as parents. They're opposed to parents having a say in what happens to their kids. They're radical leftists. You've read about their candidates and you've read about what they're doing to their own children. If you elect them, that becomes policy. And I have to believe that this province wants to protect kids and isn't confused about this stuff. If you like this stuff, there's plenty of other provinces that will help you pursue your insanity. Let's have one place. Let's have one place where we don't have to have this insanity. But the Lumsden Moor provincial by-election saw the Saskatchewan Party lose almost 20% of its vote share. They still scored 53% of popular support. That's a 20-point loss. But who picked it up? And it was, of course, the Saskatchewan United Party. Now, the NDP picked up 4%. But this is not a huge swing left, as everybody's trying to paint this Incitrix poll as indicating. I think Saskatchewan has problems, and now the argument is about who has the best solutions. Now, if the NDP was centrist, if they were rational on a lot of these issues, maybe they would present a solution. But they are not the old NDP. They're not a rural, urban, balanced party. They've gone full Jagmeet Singh. They've gone full leftist with many of their policy positions. It's not just the children, which is the most important issue, protecting kids from predation. And I'm not talking about direct sexual predation. I'm talking about the predation of these ideas which pollute their minds and teach them to hate the body they were born in and to embrace a delusion which will only lead to more pain. They're also for needle exchange programs. They're also for safe supply. They believe that soft-on-crime policies that the federal government is doing are the right way to go, even though that is what has filled your street with addiction. That is what's filling your street with problems. And the SAS party is moving against that by creating the Saskatchewan Marshal Service and doing these things that actually push the conversation in the right direction. So all that being said, to go back to the map, if the cities, Regina and Saskatoon, where the leftist disorder seems to be the greatest, if they completely flip to the NDP, there's still room for a SAS party majority in the province. The country, which has the common sense, and the people in the cities that have common sense, need to turn out in this election and send that message to the NDP to get back to the center and stop and abandon some of these crazy policies. I mean, it would be in government if you elect them. They need to change. I'm all for political choice. I don't have a membership in any political party. And I don't know if I'm going to purchase one anytime soon. But I can tell you what makes more sense versus what is absolutely crazy. And the NDP right now is crazy. They're not the party they were even 20 years ago when they mismanaged this province into perpetual decline. Last one out, turn off the lights. People need to turn out. They need to oppose this. But even if the NDP has captured the kind of swing that in Citrix is alone in saying that they've captured, what that translates to is a high voter turnout for the NDP in urban centers. That doesn't change the dynamic in the rural areas if the rural areas turn out. So you could have a much higher vote share for the NDP in this election, but the majority of it is going to come from the cities, which invariably, everywhere you look in this country, the cities are the ones that are most indoctrinated. I mean, I can't believe the amount of people in this province that come out and argue in favor of teaching children to hate the bodies they were born in, that nature itself, that biology itself doesn't matter anymore, and you can embrace some kind of gender delusion, and it'll lead to healthy outcomes. But it's mainly in the cities where this stuff is, like, I can't emphasize this enough. Saskatchewan needs to come out against this. It's crazy. So all that being said, you know, I'm waiting for a 338 Canada projection update. There's a reason that 338 doesn't include the Incitrix polls in its projections. It's because they have such a history of inaccuracy. And it's not just Incitrix. People say that Angus Reid and these other polling houses have a skew towards the Saskatchewan Party, that they're in the tank for conservatives. That's not true at all, because they all routinely underestimate the Saskatchewan Party's support in 2016 and in 2020, and that's as far back as I went. So there is a demonstrable polling bias that fails to pick up Sask Party support. Now, if I'm honest about it, I think that polling bias is going to shrink again in this election. I think that urban factor that I was just highlighting, that people aren't voting, they're voting for boutique interests. So they're voting for the union talking points. I think that is going to be much stronger in the cities and the urban centers than it is in the small towns and the rural ridings. Like this concept that all of Moose Jaw is going to flip, or all of Yorkton's going to flip, or Swift Current, or the Battlefords. I personally don't see it happening if you turn out. These Incitrix polls, they really just smack of old-school style suppression polling. So, and they're all online, so they're automatically skewed for that reason. So at any rate, you know, I thought I was going to go deeper on this, but there really isn't much left to say. This is a pretty efficient video. That's the situation in the province. Maybe there will be some more polls come out this week. I don't know. Angus Reid, I know, has been contacting people, so I would expect them to release something at some point this week. I've been waiting for those numbers. But don't believe the propaganda. Don't believe that there isn't something worth voting for here. The other thing is the showing for Sask United and these other parties in the Janet Brown poll. Sask United is showing up really weak in this polling, and you could say it's just not a big enough sample size. Maybe it's not skewed rural enough, which if it's not skewed rural enough, then the Sask Party numbers are also down. But I got to say, as I've been following Sask United's leader, and his social media outreach and the kinds of things he's saying, he never talks about the NDP. His fixation is on the Sask Party. That's all they want to talk about. They just want to target the Sask Party. They never seem to highlight that the very real leftward drifting threat is posed by the NDP and their dropping of common sense, their failure to protect children, to frame efforts to protect children from this gender predation as somehow attacking vulnerable kids. No. No. We're trying to protect kids from madness. If your eyes are open and if you're actually a thinking person, the evidence is plentiful and clear that this is wreaking destruction all across this nation and across North America, and it is a problem unique to this continent because other continents aren't crazy enough, other nations, other powers, other cultures are not crazy enough to embrace this madness, and it is madness. It leads to terrible outcomes. So I don't know what the NDP is doing, but they're not the party that you remember. They're not the party from 20 years ago when they mismanaged the province into the ground. They're a radical party now, which is why you need to turn out. And as much as you might be frustrated, again, with the SAS party and the Mo government not moving fast enough, they are moving. They're moving in a direction quick enough that I gave up my whole life and moved here to be part of it. And that's not to say that they don't need pressure. That's not to say that you shouldn't join the party and fight for change within. That's not saying that you shouldn't correspond and liaise with your MLAs to try and light a fire under their butts. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to Sask United, they did really good in the, where did it go? In the Lumsden Moore by-election. This was right around the time all those disgusting, perverted materials were being shown to your kids in school. This was a reaction that sent a message to the Sask party. And it seems the Sask party at least got the message and are planning to build on that message. I have little respect for the lack of concentration of forces on the part of Sask United. They could have easily got themselves a few seats if they concentrated their forces, but instead they tried to run a province-wide campaign, and their target is only the Sask party, which Premier Moe's approval rating is one of the highest in the country by his own people. Meanwhile, the NDP wants to do all of the things and make it official provincial policy that Sask United was formed to stop. So I completely disagree with their leadership. I completely disagree with the direction they've taken, and I think it shows. I think it shows in the polling their lack of success. And I could go into the Buffalo Party, too, and the problems with that. Both of these efforts just look like the PPC all over again to me. Vengeance. And Buffalo is made up almost entirely of leadership-wise, is made up almost entirely of former PPC people who, I don't know if they're disillusioned with the PPC. They certainly haven't come out and actually held Maxime accountable for the failure that is that project. Instead, they just move on to the next thing, where they're going to lose again. Now, if people are buying in, okay, but don't open up the avenue. I never tell anybody directly, this is how you need to vote or you're going to destroy everything. But you need to be careful that you're not opening up an avenue to embolden a very radical NDP. There's one thing you should know. The SAS party is not radical left. In fact, they are moving back to common sense. People try to paint them as far right. They're right of center. They're not radical at all. I mean, I've gotten emails from government agents that work for this government with their pronouns listed, which is also just insanity. I mean, you literally can tell who has some kind of mental illness issue when they got to list their pronouns. Like, it's this madness needs to stop right here. Saskatchewan for sane people, Saskatchewan for healthy families, Saskatchewan for sound economics, Saskatchewan for development, Saskatchewan for the future of everybody. Make it a refuge that conservatives and common sense people, not even conservatives, just independent minds who don't like the extremism of the left, make Saskatchewan a mecca. Draw them in so that they can help us keep it the way that it is and make it better. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.